The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. When I eat my lunch most days, I like to listen to the local sports radio station. And they have a little vignette going on for the last 15 minutes of the hour called the junk drawer. And they throw in a hodgepodge of things. And one of the DJs said, well, I got to admit, I tried to put together a filing cabinet. And the other guy said, a filing cabinet? What do you need a file? Well, for my documents. Well, what? Oh, okay. And he said he bought it at the store where you have to put things together. And he was trying to read the instructions and put it together, and it just wasn't fitting. His wife walked in and said, you put it together upside down. Try putting the drawers in the other way. He said, oh, cut it out. Well, finally, he was so frustrated, he did what his wife said, and sure enough, it worked. And there, he flipped it over, and on the bottom, which now is the top, it said, this side up. He went, oh, my gosh. I just thought it was so funny, because he was trying so hard to put something together. Sometimes people like putting things together. Sometimes they have an easy job putting things together. Sometimes it's really hard. Jigsaw puzzles. My mom liked to do jigsaw puzzles. I see my wife and my daughter do them occasionally. But my mom and my dad, they always did crossword puzzles and other mind games. My wife did Sudoku. It's a mind game activity where you have to do certain numbers. I don't understand it at all, actually. I've noticed, though, when people lose their sight and go blind, these puzzles become much harder because there is a bit of spatial depth, especially like a jigsaw puzzle, to be able to see where it might fit with the other shapes, and then having the colors in the picture helps as well. Even so, I've noticed people who are blind do certain puzzles. There's several of these puzzle games. Well, the Rubik's Cube you can get marked with Braille, and that can be fun and fascinating. There's also some game puzzles that are very speech-oriented that you can get on your iPhone. I personally like putting together things. On Christmas Day, it's always the fun thing. Can I put it together faster than my wife can read the instructions? That's how we always did on Christmas Day with the kids and their toys. Puzzles. Yeah, it can be a challenge sometimes. And then especially, we sometimes like to move that into life itself. When things aren't making sense, that things aren't being put together, we try to, in our mind, help them put together. And I think this is why some people really struggle with God, because he doesn't fit the normal puzzles. If there is a God, then why are all these bad things happening? Either he's too weak to deal with evil, or maybe he's indifferent in a way in another universe. That's what people believe who are agnostics. Or maybe he's just asleep and unaware of our human condition. So they figure there is no God. And really, I think sometimes that's how some theories come about, both in philosophy. Well, even evolution is that way. It's not that they don't count God in or count God out. They just discard him. They ignore him. And they say, well, this is how the world came about. Not even considering what maybe the Bible had to say. Well, another thing I've noticed with people is when they see trouble in life, they ask, if there is a loving God, well then why does this happen and that happen? It just doesn't fit together the pieces of the puzzle to make relative sense. It's kind of that human thing that we like to do puzzles and put things together, even if we don't do it very well. Well, as I read the Bible, I see that really the puzzle is easily put together in a way, but the thing that we're usually missing, the puzzle piece, is ourselves. We think we're okay, we're fine, and fail to realize one of the puzzle pieces is that we had sinned, fallen short of God. Basically said, hey God, you aren't God, I'm going to be God, I'm going to rule my life, I want to do what I want to do, and It'll work out just fine. And in a way, we do that in our very lives, push God away. And God says, okay, if you want to, you'll go ahead and have your own way. And that's when we find the chaos, the trouble, the difficulty. And that's when we see the wars and selfish ambitions and other things going on in our world with all the hardships and pains. You know, when you put that piece into the puzzle mix, then it kind of makes sense. Well, there's a Bible verse that actually speaks about this. It's becoming one of my favorites, and it helps me as a Christian. Even when, I mean, hey, as a Christian, there are times things happen that don't make sense to me. There was one time I found myself adrift, not being a pastor. And it's like, God, why is this? There's a need for pastors, and here I'm not serving anywhere. And I was frustrated and angry with God. And then God gave me this Bible verse. It's from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. It's amazing, and it's really a parallel, these two verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's meaning you got to acknowledge Him, trust Him, and know that He is on your side, and He's got your back, and He's got your interest, even when things aren't going right, to say, Lord, I know You love me. I'm just going to trust that You're going to work it out. And don't lean, that's the part two, and lean not on your own understanding. Oh, man, there are so many times I try to do things, I try to finagle, I try to work it out, I try to, and it doesn't. And then the second verse, verse 6, acknowledge Him in all your ways, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And see, that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't even acknowledge that there is a God and that He is there. He is supreme. And if He is, then something else has to be. When we do acknowledge Him in all our ways, He'll make the way straight. He'll help you figure, He'll make things make sense, I guess is an easy way to say it. He'll put the pieces of the puzzle together. But it's easy for me to say this because I struggle with it too. But I hope and I pray that as you struggle with puzzles, whether it be how to put something together or take something apart or whatever it may be in your life, that you realize that God is there and the biggest piece of the puzzle is God, and that He does love you. He does care. And so just trust in Him. That's why we always talk about God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If God's for us, what and who can be against us? If He sent His only Son to take away our sins, won't He take and do everything for us? Now, I'm almost quoting another verse, by the way, in Romans chapter 8. Yeah, yeah. Dear Jesus, thank You that in the world we live, You're part of it. And Lord, when we try to figure it out and it doesn't make sense, well, first forgive us and point our hearts and thoughts back to You. Help us to trust in You and that You are on our side and You will work it out. And even more so that we trust that You have eternal life waiting for us. Something You're going to give us, not something we have to work out because of what Your Son did. Help us to acknowledge You so that You can help us to understand how things work. We ask this, Jesus, in Your name. Amen. If you got any stories about puzzles and how you creatively, as a person with a disability or blind or whatever that disability might be, have worked out puzzles and done things, I'd love to hear that. You can write me at Dave, D-A-V-E, .Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.